pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A moment of silence for all our service personnel. Time is 6:08.
This is for the meeting, the regular board meeting on June 19th, 2018. Roll call, Director Sanderson.
Here.
Director Israel.
Here.
Director Wargo.
Here.
Director Davis.
Here.
Director Link.
Here.
Did you do battery?
Yeah, it's not working.
Yeah.
Why, Sarah?
You have never seen that before?
No, that's how I used to do it all the time too. You sit there and touch it and see if it works.
The other place you can test it kind of gets things going too.
Thank you, sir.
You keep them in the refrigerator, huh?
Yeah, why?
I didn't.
They last longer.
Yeah, they last longer.
So why don't we just get a recharger for rechargeables?
Turn it on.
I did. How many times?
You put it on the right
refrigerator didn't work.
Let's put it in there.
The battery's dead.
That's a brand new one. I just put it out of
I put it in and I turned the switch on and no light came on.
Put it on back and put it in backwards.
Okay, here. Our electrician.
You want me to do it?
I'll do it again.
You can hear me when I talk, right? So,
they want a recording for posterity. Yeah, it's working now. Okay. Ready. So, hey, we gotta have fun, right? These guys in the audience were thinking, God, what is that balloon there? Okay. I need a motion to approve the Finance and Audit Committee minutes and a regular board meeting from May.
I make the motion to approve.
Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Ling?
Aye. Next, no warrants, no awards of contracts, update, San Gregorio Pass Water Alliance update.
We reorganized and we have a new president. It is now Finn from the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency. I do believe it's going to be, our next meeting is going to be where it's going to get interesting because he wants to change a lot of things. So.
For the good or bad?
I think it's going to be bad, but it is what it is. So. Other than that, I think that was all that really happened that was important.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. You want to explain to the board why it's bad or for you?
Okay. Right now, we meet because Ashley's office wanted us all, you know, all the districts to get together instead of bickering all the time. Well, we have managed to start the, what is that called? IRM?
Irwin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We started that up. And Finn brought it to his board 2 weeks ago and wants to change our meetings from every month to quarterly. And he thinks that it would be better for our district managers to meet together. So, yeah, he's thinking of changing it all.
Well, that's up to the board, the members to vote on that.
Right. But that's what he's planning on. That's what, yeah. I'm thinking, wow. But yeah, it's going to be good to see that one. But other than that, that's the biggest thing that happened at our last meeting.
So why did he get voted in as president?
Debbie didn't want to do it no more.
Okay. Nobody else wanted to either.
He was nominated before I could say anything, so. And yeah. I was vice.
And Debbie wanted you.
Yeah, Debbie wanted me too. So that's where it stands.
Are you still vice?
No. Who is vice?
Debbie.
Debbie is.
Debbie, yeah.
Yep. So it's going to be kind of.
And where's it going to meet now?
It's still going to meet at the same place, but if it changes to quarterly, it'll be at the San Antonio Pass Water District.
Same place means the Banning City Hall.
Oh, I'm sorry. So yeah, that's about it.
Okay. Manager's report?
At the very west northerly curve of the dirt road of Hattie, where it joins Helen, we've noticed that there's an increase of squatters setting up little encampments as using makeshift fences, scrap wood, pallets, and these usually other things that provides the sign that they're homeless or they're squatters or dilapidated mobile homes, trailers, and cars with cardboard propped up for privacy or, you know, sun or shade.
Now this is on the east side of Elm?
Yeah. No, it's the west side of Elm. You said Hattie and Helen are the last two dirt roads on the east side. And is west of Director Sanders' office. And, you know, I confirmed that curve that meets, that Hattie meets with Helen, that is a, that is considered a road. Ellen confirmed that. So the flyers that I passed out were alerting the community, members in the community, to report anything suspicious, if they see a misdemeanor or somebody actually stealing water or vandalizing the water infrastructure, to call the cops, dial 911, notify the sheriffs, and the reasoning behind that to encourage water ratepayers is that that affects the next rate study that we're going to commit in 5 years to raise the rates because it burdens the honest water ratepayers. When someone damages the equipment or steals water, because that also increases the cost to the district. So we can expect that flyer in the next water bill.
I have a question about that location. Do they have water there, or do they access it?
They actually, two of the encampments actually have a big container. Okay. And how I got alerted about it is someone had bought the very end parcel, and he wants water service, but there's no transmission line on Hattie. The transmission line is actually on Helen. And so I was thinking about, to reduce his cost, I was thinking about having him pay for a loop to go around, to go up to Helen, and then put a 90, and then go up, and that'll connect to his piece of property, and that's only a shorter jaunt than having him pay for a T off of Elm, and then all the way down to westbound on Hattie. Because I told him it could be 10 months to 10 years from now before, you know, you'd be reimbursed if you pay for the distribution line from Elm all the way down to your parcel. So we're working on that, and that's what alerted me, plus the crew here, you know, they've also been noting that that there's been an increase of squatters and homeless encampments on the east side. So if you talk to your constituents, we encourage them to call. If I'm around and they notify me, I'll drive out there. If I witness the misdemeanor in my presence, then I'll call the cop and press charges. And again, usually within 90 days, that's about the average. We have someone arrested for us, theft of public utilities. At least one every 90 days. Any questions? The other two, I had two emergency calls. One, the gal said that it was on Ida, and it was for some reason her water service was mysteriously interrupted. I suggested that, okay, well, the first thing you should do before I dispatch or come out myself is to have just go out there and check your water box, because there's been a big rash of kids this summer, so I guess bored kids have nothing better to do than shutting off the customer valve. And she advised me that her sister had some physical conditions that prevents her, and then she basically became rude and said, well, why don't you report this to your this little prank to your water customers? And I said, well, you know what, I do. We report out to the board every month, so if you'd like to attend the meetings. And she just said, I don't have time, but I will come in. So as I responded, about 8 o'clock, I get a call from our answering service to cancel. Yeah, she had found someone else, but she would be coming in Monday to lodge a complaint against that. And I think Ellie checked with Ellen, and she never showed up. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So let me clarify. She actually was turned on. Is that
what it was? Yeah. It happens about, like I said, about probably every 90 days I get a call. Yeah. And you know, usually the water customer is pretty cooperative. They'll be on the phone, and I'll talk him or her, you know, through the process. It's for some reason somebody going around town turning off the water meters at the customer valve. The other call that we received was on Gate and Lemon, and that was, and I deployed the crew on the weekend. It was a non-business hour. It was apparently someone attempted to revert or steal or tamper with the district water, with the water pipes. I think they undecided it was the water meter was actually turned upside down.
Yeah, so somebody had attempted on stealing. We freshly turned a meter back on Thursday for a new homeowner was coming into the property. Just to turn the water back on off the curb stop, but leave her customer side off because she was unaware if there were any broken pipes because the house had been sitting for a while. So we went down there on Thursday, turned her water on, and then when I received the call at 6 a.m. Sunday morning that we had water running down the street, as a crew we arrived on scene, noticed the meter was turned upside down in the box, and that somebody had tapped where there had been water running down the street, and it had been shut off back at the curb stop. And then we noticed where our big leak was, that somebody had actually taken this section of pipe, which you guys can look at.
And there used to be the curb stop, mm-hmm. used right here. And they actually ripped it out of the ground. We lost about 10,000 gallons of water in a matter of a couple hours. So.
Any question on that?
No.
Okay, well, that's my report to you for this month.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Well, then next is a closed session, but because we're signing high watts, we're gonna get her out of the way real quick.
Sure.
Because she's gonna do the end.
They don't care about paying your bill. No, they're being very kind to me.
So you're up. The NBS proposed to update user regulatory fees.
Did you want me to talk, Ellen?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't aware. But I'm fine with that. So we had brought this to the board, I think, a few months ago. Is that working?
No.
Mine's not working either. Hello. We brought this to the board a few months ago, and
honestly, at the time, I thought that I could go out. Is it still working?
It is.
And
you gotta eat.
I thought I could go out and find something less expensive than the $17,000 that MBS had proposed. It's been a while since I've done one of these fee studies, probably 5 years. But I thought, well, I certainly feel like we can beat that. So I went out and got another estimate from a firm that typically sometimes comes in cheaper than MBS and some of my other clients. And to my surprise, I gave them the scope, talked to them about it, and they came back at $25,000. Without doing a formal proposal, they said, before we spend the time to put together a proposal, based on what you've told us, it's going to be $25,000. And I said, is there any way you can whittle that cost down? And they said, we possibly could, but what we would have to do is really take away the scope of this work, and most of it we'd be doing ourselves, which kind of scared me a little bit, because there's some legalities that are involved in these studies that I'm not an expert in. But even then, they couldn't beat NBS's prices. So then I started calling around to a couple of other firms that they do a lot of cities, not necessarily water districts, but trying to find out why this is so expensive. And the general consensus that I got was that more and more agencies are looking to update these fees because their fees are so old. They know they're not recovering their costs, and it's a supply and demand type of thing. So they're in demand and in short supply, and so they can raise their rates to this amount. And so more and more, as I was talking to other people, the $17,000 honestly looked good. It's the best that I can find you. And I think it's the best that if we did an RFP and we did it statewide, I feel like it's probably the best price we can get. NBS knows the district, so I'm hoping that that will make it an even better study. Their scope of work in this is very thorough. And I would hope at the end of the day that they would come back with some solid support for the revenues, for the fee recovery that recovers our costs and identifies if we are under collecting in an area that we're shortchanging ourselves. And so maybe in the long term, it would pay itself back. So that's really all I have on this. So I'm disappointed not to bring you better news.
So, your recommendation is to do this?
I would recommend that you should do it every at least decade. Yes, I would. I mean, I know that sounds like a lot because your costs go up every single year, and obviously it's not cost effective to do it every year, but you really should be recovering your costs. And that's really only fair to the district. I had one district that every time we were sending out somebody to do a turnoff or an unlock, to unlock the service after hours, we were losing like 50 hours a trip. After we did this study and we realized,
$50.
We realized we were losing money every time we sent somebody out, and we said, wait a minute, that's not a very good way to run a business. Mm-hmm. So the fee study helped us in really identifying what is your true cost? How much time does it truly take for you to do this? And they can think of questions that sometimes you wouldn't even think of to say, yeah, but Ellie, you spend some of your time too. And so they try and find out what everybody does for any one of these services to make sure you're capturing all of the costs that it takes to provide, you know, the reconnection or to hang a door hanger or things of that nature. The other thing is that if your fees were ever challenged, you want to be able to support them in the very same fashion that you're able to support your rates by your rate study, so that the experts have come together and given their professional opinion that these follow all the legal rules and best practices to fully recover your costs. At the end of the day, they can come back and say, these are your current costs, here's what fully recovered costs is. And it's still up to you as a board to decide whether you're going to charge that amount or not. So, for example, we could come back and they could say, you've got a door hanger fee of $100. That's your fully recovered cost.
right now you're charging 50, and it could be at the board's discretion to say, we don't want to double it, maybe we want to go up to 75. But the point is that you'll have the knowledge then to know what you are subsidizing and what you're not subsidizing. So yes, it would be my recommendation to get it done. It's a one-time cost that will be an asset going forward, as it'll benefit for many years.
I see this starts fading in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're going to do it ad hoc.
That one has new batteries. Something similar to this was done 9 or 10 years ago. Calvin, is that right?
I'm sorry, Nick.
When was the last time this rate study for this part was done?
Probably about 12 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it was like 2 or 3 years when I took position of general manager. I'm going on my 14th year, so I'd say, yeah, about 10 or 12 years ago.
That's all I have.
Questions, comments?
I think if 17 is the cheapest we're going to be able to find it, we might as well just go ahead and get it done and over with.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, I need a motion, please.
I make the motion to approve NBS approval for our
regulatory fees.
Our fees?
Fee study.
Fee study?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a motion to approve the NBS proposal to update the user regulatory fees for water and services made by Director Israel, second by Director Sanderson. Okay. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
No.
Director Davis?
No.
Director Link? I'm sorry?
I'm going to say no at this time.
No?
So we'll readdress this at the end of the year, 6 months or later.
Thank you for rearranging the schedule. By the way, for the agenda. You too.
So you're going to go
thanks,
into
thanks
closed
for
session.
I'm going to go back.
Thanks, Cindy.
You're cheaper than he is per hour. So.
Sorry.
We have a closed session where we're going to go discuss the contracts and some other issues. I will be out for a little bit, and then we'll come back and let you know what happens. There is some coffee or something to drink, dinner. It's the truck.
No, he doesn't.
well then you should have let him go first.
What's that?
Ours is gonna not, I don't think it's gonna take a horribly long time.
I thought you had to say the whole thing.